official right now. In 4 minutes or less.
It was back in the mid-80s when Raheem Devon first flexed his singing skills at his elementary school talent show. 8 years ago, Devon took the cash he'd won in another talent contest and used it to put out a series of independent records. Later, he signed with Jive Records, a label that's repped acts from KRS-One to Britney Spears. His new album with the label is Love Behind the Melody, and it's brought him a new level of exposure, including a Grammy nomination for Best Male R&B Vocal Performance for the song Woman. I spoke with Raheem Devon shortly after a CD signing. He said the line was around the block and the fans were definitely showing him love.
I was a little tardy. I guess that means it went real well, you know, a line wrapped around the building.
How does it make you feel to interact with your fans like that?
I love it. That's what I do. That's what I'm known for, actually. And the support has been overwhelming. I think the more the word spreads, then I'm a meet and greet type of person, you know, after the show and, you know, CD signings and what have you. It's all good. They embrace it. I think the fact that I talk about something of music, you know, message music of value, I think it makes people intrigued and really want to meet me and pick my brain, you know, sometimes.
I'm a loveaholic for you. Plus the fact that my love is dope. You got me hooked.
If you listen to your album, it sounds like you're walking in the footsteps of Curtis Mayfield and the Isley Brothers, Marvin Gaye, as well as people who are more contemporary. Who do you like?
You named them. Curtis, Marvin, Jay-Z, Dave Matthews Band. You know, just to name a few that are inspiring as writers and, you know, prolific writers and artists.
Your father is a musician as well. Did you grow up in an environment where that was important?
Well, I was raised by my mother, but my father was active in my life. So I would spend primarily like my summers with Dad and move around with him. As you know, him being a jazz musician and a celloist, and go with him on gigs and stuff like that. My pops has definitely been supportive, and I think I got the sense of independence from him. He put out his own album back in the day, and he's kind of very stubborn with it, and did it his way, you know. And I think I've adopted that same behavior.
See, life ain't so bad after all.
Now, considering that you put out independent albums as well as label albums, do you ever think, well, I love the music, but I hate the game. I hate the, all of the trappings that go with having to deal with, you know, travel, executives, you know,
Ooh,
this,
love,
that, and the other.
I love the game. I feel like a politician. I feel like I'm a hustler at heart. You know what I mean? Like, I'm passionate about what I do, and you know, I just come from a background of that hustle, so I love the game, you know what I'm saying? I love everything it brings. I love the highs and the lows, you know, and you have good time. When the times are good, they're good, you know. It's not many bad times, you know what I mean? It's what you make it every day. Somebody new is realizing, you know what I mean?
You can find it all in me. I'll fill you up for free. If your heart is hungry, you can place you all.
You've got so many things coming up. You're going to be watching how Woman does at the Grammys. I understand you might be doing an after-party performance on Grammy night and BET. So what excites you about this time in your life?
It's just all moving. The machine is running, you know? So now this is the moment I've been waiting for. This is the moment that I've been waiting for as a hustler. You know what I mean? I feel like for those that seen American Gangster, I feel like I got the blue magic and it just hit the street. It's the opportunity I've been waiting for. So you know, I've been properly planning and building the proper team around me, and you know, now the machine is running. Feels like it's running properly, and now we're off to the races. And of course, you know, you have to seize every moment.
So Raheem, you're going to be touring with Jill Scott. Are you excited? How'd that come up? What are you going to do?
I'm very excited, you know, with the Grammy nod and all, and then it's leaving to go on the road February 5th. That's when the tour date starts, and I'm pumped, you know. We're going to actually be in L.A. for the tour and Grammys at the same time, so it's cool, man. It's a cool experience. It's like the planets are all aligning and everything's coming together.
We're going to do a so-so right now.
Oh, Raheem, thanks a lot.
Thank y'all. Thank you.
It's Friday night and I got stacks. The club is crunk, jam-packed.
Raheem Devon's new album is called Love Behind the Melody. You can hear songs from the disc at our music site, npr.org/music. He spoke to us from NPR Studios in Washington.
Come around three, lose your girlfriend.